It is time now for Talkin' Books, made possible by Epilogue Books on Franklin Street. Hey, relax and unwind in the heart of Chapel Hill with a delicious coffee, a great book, indulgent chocolate, or a glass of wine or craft beer with friends, or mix them all together. Epilogue aims to be a place where people can gather to cultivate new ideas, learn old ones, or escape into the welcoming atmosphere that books, chocolate, and coffee all provide. And speaking of books, we've got Susan Brown here in the studio this morning, the head of the Chapel Hill Public Library, to talk books with us today. Good morning. How are you?
I'm excellent. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good.
In fact, I'm pretty perky on this Wednesday morning.
That's good.
I'm just saying. Yeah. I'm perky.
Nice. You're, yeah.
I'm here for it.
It's good because it's 8:30 in the morning, so like being perky at 8:30 in the morning is a luxury.
It's an achievement.
Yeah.
I'll check back in at about 11:45. Oh, yeah. That's usually when I just crash.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm done.
That's when nap time hits for all of us.
Yeah. And I bring you exclusive breaking news. Like, what's the little ticker tape kind of music? Yeah. You ready?
Yes.
Okay, you're hearing it here first. Unless you heard it from the Friends newsletter that went out.
Oh, so it's not okay.
I mean, it's exclusive to non-Friends.
How's all right.
That? But you heard it here first, or maybe second.
Enemies and acquaintances, listen up. This is for you.
The Friends are bringing back their book sales.
That's awesome.
Very soon.
Yeah.
So, big news. Pre-COVID, they would do their big book sales, these infamous community gatherings where people would line up for hours beforehand. Shop, shop, shop. Super fun.
Three shelves of The Bourne Identity.
Yes, and they are bringing them back, but in a COVID-safe way. And so rather than have one big book sale, they're going to have four different book sales, and they're going to be themed. So they'll start on the weekend of September 24th. And for the first three, Friday is always going to be Friends Day, so
yep.
You can become a member at the door. Saturday is open to the public, as is Sunday. So the weekend of September 24th, it's the Family Fun Sale. So it's kids' books and YA and so many games and puzzles.
Nice.
If you are a board game puzzle person, they have so many. And then the next weekend, October 1st, 2nd, and 3rd, it's fiction, adult fiction, poetry, literary criticism. And then the 8th, 9th, and 10th, it's nonfiction. So that's, you know, biographies and sports and history and cookbooks. And then Saturday, October 16th, is a $10 bag sale for whatever's left.
Where they just, like, put everything out and just, like,
it all goes out.
Yeah,
fill up a
that's
bag.
My favorite day.
Yeah, bag sale day is great.
Day.
And they're only going to be in Room B. You'll have to wear a mask. They're going to limit the capacity. You'll enter from the terrace. You'll exit through the lobby. There's going to be a lot of COVID precautions, but that's the big news. Every
that was not
Saturday,
the right place to put. There's going to be a lot of COVID
precautions. Yes,
yeah.
Exactly. COVID, price to sell. No, sorry. That's wrong.
Oh, Lord.
Starting next weekend, not this weekend, but the next weekend, every weekend, there's a pop-up book sale. Everybody is very
that's
excited
awesome.
About it.
Yeah, that's really cool.
Amped about that.
Yeah.
I love the book sales.
And I know the Friends have been, like, really excited to, like, finally start getting back to something like normal,
right.
Like COVID safe, but doing this again.
And
that's
great. And their online store is amazing.
Yeah,
they
it
are
is.
Basically running a very profitable small business opened in COVID, but we know that people also love the in-person book sales.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Awesome. So that's coming up soon, starting next weekend. ChapelHillPublicLibrary.org for more information. FriendsCHPL.org, right?
That's right.
For more information on the Friends, so head there and find out more about the book sale. You can also join and become a member there, too, and get an early peek at those Friday sales. Talking books with Susan Brown today. Another thing that's coming up this week and continuing throughout the month, the Tracks Music Series, free concerts every Thursday in September here in the parking lot at University Place, Chapel Hill Community Arts and Culture, putting this on. We had a great show last week with Honey Magpie
so
and Hard Drive. Yeah, they were fantastic. And this week from 6 to 8 p.m. tomorrow night, rock music with Heat Preacher and Jack the Radio. And both of those bands are really, really good. I'm looking forward to it.
They are. And I love all the Trax bands, but yeah. Heat Preacher,
I love Heat
that
Preacher.
Band. And I
yeah.
can, like, sing along to some of the songs. And my husband's like, don't do that at the show. Leave me alone.
She's my one and only.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then, I know I wrote the letter. That one, yeah, so good.
Yeah.
Anyways, I'm very excited. It's not going to rain. People loved it last week. Bring your chair. Have some beer. Have some ice cream. About halfway through, all of the, like, pizza from Alfredo's came out. People got bags from Bar Taco. It was super fun.
Did you time the pizza to arrive halfway through specifically?
No. Well, some people did.
Some
like,
people
there
did,
were a
yeah.
lot of pizzas that came, like, during the break.
Yeah.
None for me, though. Nobody brought me a pizza.
We'll work on that, yeah. But Brad and I went to Bar Taco after the show, too.
Yeah.
And there were a bunch of people after the show who were at the restaurants who
Very
had come.
Cool.
Yeah,
and people
really
were
nice.
So happy to see live music. So
yeah.
that's our prompt this week.
Yeah, so with that in mind, rock music is our prompt for talking books. What do we got?
Did you bring a book, Victor?
I got a book.
I don't really have a book.
All right,
for
I got one.
Around.
Okay, I got one.
All right, I got one.
Had I known that Victor wasn't going to do his job this morning,
when
I'd have brought two.
When we circle back around to science fiction and fantasy and stuff, I'm your guy. Unfortunately.
Okay.
There's got to be a sci-fi rock music.
I mean, I can
book.
Talk about a comic book if you want. We'll see if we got enough time.
All right.
Okay. Who's going first? You or me?
I can go first. Okay. I can go first and let you and save the best for last. So this book actually came out just a couple of years ago, Twilight of the Gods, which is an awesome title, A Journey to the End of Classic Rock by Stephen Hyden. It got a lot of reviews. It's basically about the fact that, oh man, classic rock is this amazing genre and an entire generation grew up with it, but now all of those great classic rock artists are aging out. They're not making music anymore. Some of them are passing away. A lot of them are retiring and not doing music. So, like, the entire genre that defined an entire generation is maybe coming to an end or transitioning into something else, or maybe, like, fading out and going away. And what does that actually mean for rock music, for, like, me, Stephen Hyden, as someone who grew up in this generation and my life and my musical tastes and sensibilities and my entire worldview is kind of based around having grown up with this genre. Like, what does that mean for me? And he delves into it. He talks with some people. He interviews some folks, and it's a really fun book.
Old
it's
guys
really
with long hair and pierced ears
yeah.
and still like that
and
that
he goes
kind
and
vibe,
he finds
right?
like some classic rock bands, like maybe some of you haven't heard of that are still making new
yeah.
music to this day. So yeah, it's fun. Twilight of the Gods.
Which what was the name of the Zeppelin book? Hammer of the Gods?
Probably.
The Zeppelin band
yeah,
bio?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, so my recommendation is from an author who you've had on the show, who mm-hmm. we've had here a couple times. One of my favorite horror writers.
This has got to be Grady Hendrix.
Grady Hendrix,
yeah.
Yes. So his new book out that you talked to him is getting tons of press, The Final Girls Support Group.
Yep.
But this was, I think, his third book, maybe. It's called We Sold Our Souls. So the premise of the book is in the 90s, there was this heavy metal band called Dürtwerk, and that's Dürtwerk with
yeah,
umlauts over the U's.
Yep.
Dürtwerk. And they were on the brink of success, but the lead singer goes solo and leaves the band, and he has this, like, amazing career, and, like, 20 years later, the book opens with the guitarist, who's a woman, like, working at a Super 8 motel and, like, down in the dumps life. And she traces it all back to the breakup of the band.
Right.
And that's when the title comes in, because through a series of things and conversations, she learns that what happened is when he left the band, he sold his soul to the devil. For rock and roll fame.
Superstardom. Nice.
Yes. So she sets out on an epic quest to basically find him and have it out. And so it's such a great premise for a novel.
Love it.
Great, strong female character. Really, really great book. And it totally riffs on, like, heavy metal from the 90s.
Awesome.
It's great.
Title again?
We Sold Our Souls.
We Sold Our Souls, Grady Hendrix. All right. That is Talkin' Books. ChapelHillPublicLibrary.org for more on the library. ChapelHillArts.org for more on the Trax Music Series, including tomorrow night's show, 6 to 8 p.m. GM, Heat Preacher, and Jack the Radio, and friendschpl.org for more on the Friends of the Library. They got their book sale coming up starting next week. Susan Brown, thank you so much.
Thank you.